4 17 to go. Beecher 5, Barber Beach 2.
Eli Kraft, pass going to send right to the right of the timeline to Aaron Ginther, now dribbling at the top of the key. Back over to Eli Kraft, left wing. Harvey's trying to figure out how to penetrate this 2-3 zone in a seeming high post. Goes up for the jump shot. This one's off the mark. Rushed. And rebound by Emmanuel Pfeiffer for Beecher. Morris over to Cooper. Drives down the lane, and he pushed off. He decided to retreat the last second and tried to fend off Andrew Seaman by holding out his right hand, except he stiff-armed him. And that's a foul. That will be the first against Eric Cooper. And the third against Beecher. So we have a substitution, first one of the night. Cooper sits down. And number 31, Franklin Green, checks in for Beecher. 3:50 left in the first. It's a 5-2 game, a low scoring game for both teams. Eli Kraft all the way down to the baseline. Here comes the double team into the corner. He has to go back out to the right wing, up against the top of the key. He dribbles into the free throw line. Over to Eli Kraft, right wing. 3:35 left in the first quarter. Three-point game. Andrew Seaman for three in the right wing. It's up, and it's good. Andrew Seaman with his first point tonight ties it back up at 5 apiece. 5-5, Beach against Beecher. The Buccaneers against the Pirates, whatever you like to say, they're similar in some ways. As Jalen Pettis goes up on the left side, and he's fouled on the way up, and he's going line for two free throws. It'll be the second team foul against Harbor Beach. And it goes to Brandon Oswald, his first. At the line, shooting two is Pettis. This is the first free throw on the night for both teams, and this one's out the front of the iron, bounces out, no good. Beecher, on average, scores 76 points per game. Right now, they're on track for 40. First, second free throw is no good either. Rebound by Aaron Ginther. Here comes the Pirates. And Eli Kraft actually stopped, and the pass went in front of him and goes right of bounds. A turnover for the Pirates by Aaron Ginther. Now gives the ball back to the Bucks.
Normally that pass would have been chased down by Eli Kraft, but they're playing a different level of competition tonight.
Flint Beecher with two turnovers tonight. Harbor Beach with five. As they feed it into the left post, up to number 23. He goes for the shot from Lucas, and it's good. It's 7-5, Beecher leading by two. 2:50 left in this first quarter. Eli Kraft over to Aaron Ginther, right wing. Here comes the double team, goes down to the baseline at the right blind, puts up the jump shot, air ball, rebound by Oswald. Up to Jonathan Kraft, top of the key, and it's good. Jonathan Kraft now starts up the area of the beach, just like he did against Harbor Beach 8. Beecher 7. Harbor Beach with their first lead of the night. As they feed it right back into Lucas on the left block, and this one's good again. He has 4. He gives the lead back to Beecher by 1. 9-8. The Bucks over the Pirates. 2:20 left in the first. Aaron Ginther, left wing, picks up his dribble. Now to Eli Kraft, right at the timeline. Monty Morris all over him, going for the reach, feeds it into the left block, and it is stripped away. Turnover for Harbor Beach. And an intentional is called against Eli Kraft. He nearly basically ripped him down, grabbed both shoulders of Emmanuel Pfeiffer, and he was brought right down to the court. That's two shots for Emmanuel Pfeiffer plus some. And the intentional foul against Eli Kraft. That's the third against Harbor Beach and the first against Kraft.
And that was a good call. In fact, that was the next one call.
That was indeed an intentional foul. 9-8. Beecher by 1. Trying to advance the lead here. As Pfeiffer was intentionally fouled by Kraft on his way up on the transition. First one, good. Emmanuel Pfeiffer with 1 point, pushing the lead to 2. 2nd free throw for Pfeiffer is up, and this one's off short, no good. So now Beecher gets the ball underneath their own hoop. Because of the intentional foul, Franklin Green checks out, and Cooper is back in. So a short bench for Beecher as well, currently. They have 15 on the roster, though. As Monty Morris passes one in to Lucas inside the lane, goes up for the shot. This one's good. And two Beecher players were there just in case he missed that one. Lucas with 6 points. He leads all scorers tonight. It's now 12-8. After an Oswald shot inside the lane goes no good. Here comes Cooper. And pass down the left block to Clayford. Elos is putting that to travel, a turnover for Beecher. Colin Cook and Josh Shelkey checking in for Harbor Beach, replacing Brandon Oswald, who's out of breath, as well as Jonathan Krefke at the same effort. The two new fresh bodies for Harbor Beach, Colin Cook and Josh Shelkey. Josh Shelkey, the man who hit the three to defeat USA with 8 seconds left. Beecher at their largest lead of the night at four right now, 12-8. Let's see, a stoppage on the court to wipe down the court. Looks like a little bit of a wet spot on the left block where Pfeiffer lost his footing. Josh Shelkey passing this in. Full court press coming from Beecher. Shelkey against Monty Morris. Or Eli Kraft against Pettis. Back to Shelkey. And they go on the transition across the timeline to Kraft to the left wing. Feeds it into the right block to Aaron Ginther. Goes up for the shot. And it's off the backboard and good. And that is the first points by Aaron Ginther. And now we have a stop, official timeout on the opposite, on the right side of the radio for a wet spot on that side. So a lot of condensation on the court tonight. Now, Aaron Ginther turned around in the post on some post moves there, and his defender tried to flop. That's the second time tonight that they've tried that. And one of these times it's going to get called. So it's a two-point game, 12-10. Harbor Beach trails by two to Flint Beach, the number one team in the state.
This officiating crew is really doing a great job, and if he flops, I have trust that this officiating crew will go ahead and call it.
It's very solid, and that was an intentional foul, and they've been all over it so far. Less than 90 seconds to play in the first, a minute 25. 12-10, Bucks over the Pirates. Top of the key, Monty Morris against Kraft. Screen coming from the left from Lucas. Down to the right block, and we have a whistle against Harbor Beach as they try to put Lucas up for the shot. And he is fouled.
Foul goes on Andrew Seaman.
That is the fourth team against Harbor Beach and the first against Andrew Seaman. And the foul was on the floor, so Beach will get it underneath their own hoop as Pettis checked out. And now Franklin Green's back in. Over to the left wing to Morris. Now dribbles back out to the left wing. DI at the court. Skip pass all the way to the right wing. Goes into the lane. That would be Green back out to number 12 for three. And it's good from Eric Cooper. That's the second three for Flint Beecher tonight. Now a five-point lead, 54 seconds left. Eli Kraft still not across the timeline. Now Aaron Ginther does. Double team coming over, back out, and it's stolen by Monty Morris. Over to Cooper for the layup on the left side. This one's good. Cooper with 5 points, now a seven-point lead for Flint Beecher, the largest of the night. At 17-10, Aaron Ginther over to Eli Kraft. Tries to get across the timeline. Now they do double team coming, and we have a whistle. Eli Kraft working his tail off out there, trying to fight through the double team. It's a foul against Flint Beecher. That's their fourth. Foul against number 31, Franklin Green hits first. Substitution coming in for Beecher. That's number 34, Quay Burks. He replaces 23, Marco Lucas, leading scorer tonight with 6 points. Aaron Gisler passing in on the opposite side of the radio. In line with the top of the key. Gets into Eli Kraft. 30 seconds left, trailing by 7. 17-10, Beecher lead. Over to the right wing. Kraft still dribbling. Nothing there. Picks it up back to Andrew Seaman. Eli sets the screen to the right. Seaman now picks up his dribble. Over to Eli Kraft. It's picked off by the tall Monty Morris. Here they come. It's 2-on-2. And Seaman actually got his foot on it. And that's a turnover for Beecher. As Eli Kraft goes in the lane for the shot. This one's off the mark and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Beecher. Out of reach ball. Underneath the row in the hoop after a pair of turnovers, one for each team on that last possession. 6.1 seconds left in the first. Harbor Beach 10, Beecher 17. Aaron Ginther passing it in underneath his own hoop, right side of the radio, into the left corner to Ginther. Eli Kraft, it's still stolen. Over to Beecher from the right side for the shot from number 10, Emmanuel Pfeiffer. No good, and we have concluded one quarter in Burton Bendel. Harbor Beach 10, Flint Beecher 17. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future.